Well, good morning. It's a privilege to be with you again today on this Sunday in January.
大家早上好。 今天他作为很荣幸能够在这个一月份的今天，我们一起共度这个主日。
I realize that for us, we've just gone through New Year's, and maybe you have made some New Year's resolutions.
我想大家可能也有一些新年有一些对自己的计划，英文讲 New Year Resolution， 中文应该怎么讲？叫新年的发愿吧。
Now I realize that the Chinese New Year's is just a short ways, or just a short time from now, and maybe you'll be making some other resolutions as well.
他说他知道我们中国的新年离现在也不远了，我想你们大概在新年，中国的新年也会。
As I begin my message this morning, I would just like to share with you some things that I jotted down as to what I'm looking forward to in this new year.
他说在我今天开始跟大家讲道之前，我也应该给大家分享一下，我就记下来的我自己本人在新年发了一些什么誓愿。
I asked myself the question as we began this year, what would God have me do in the days that are ahead?
我在想就是上帝在要求我们在未来的日子里该怎么做。
Here are six things that I wrote down, and maybe they may apply to you as well.
他说我记下了六件事，这六件事可能对大家也会有适用的地方。
First of all, it's time to trust God more.
第一件事就是我们要更相信上帝。
With circumstances all around us and a lot of the apprehension about the economy, about life, about health, and all the things taking place, it's time for us to trust God more.
我们周围的生活，我们的经济什么都变得更加复杂，更加就是说不容易掌控，但是我们在这种情况下更要相信上帝。
A second thing that I jotted down, it's time to love more.
第二件事我记下来的就是说我们应该有更多的爱。
And the third thing that I would remind you of that I wrote down is it's time repent more.
他说第三件事我写下来的就是说跟大家分享的就是我们要
Repent.
回改。哦，要悔改，更多的悔改。 Sorry.
You know, I'm grateful that the scripture says if we confess our sins, God is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins.
他说，圣经上面讲，如果我们悔改的更多，上帝也会原谅我们更多。
And to cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness.
然后就会把我们的灵魂洗得更干净。
God wants a pure heart.
上帝希望一个很纯洁的心灵。
And thus I believe that there's more coming, we need to come to God more often and say, God, these are the things where I fall short of what you would have me to do.
然后我们就应该更多地走到上帝面前，向他祈祷，向他忏悔，说明上帝，我们把我们更纯净的心灵献给你。
The fourth action that I think that God wants for me is simply this. He wants me to take time to speak up more about him.
还有一件事我记下来的就是说，上帝希望我们走到他面前，更多的和他交流。
You know, we can talk about football, we can talk about the weather, we can talk about money, we can talk about our home, but do we talk about how much God loves us?
我们可以和上帝交流足球、金钱、生活，什么都可以交流，但是我们还不要忘记。 要跟上帝讲，我们跟他有多么密切的关系。
I'm discovering daily that there are people who want to know more about God's love.
我们在日常生活中都应该更多的了解上帝是多么爱我们。
And we who have experienced and found God's love in our lives need to be willing to talk about it more with the people that are around us.
既然上帝这么爱我们，我们应该
Every one of you have an opportunity to tell people that I'll never run into about God's love.
每一个人都应该对周围的人讲，上帝，我跟上帝交往的过程中，上帝爱我。
It's time for us also, the fifth action that I wrote down is it's time for us to unite more.
第五件事我记下来的我要做的是我们应该更好地团结起来。
God has called us together as brothers and sisters, and we need to become more like Him together.
上帝把我们称为我们之间互相称为兄弟姊妹，这就是说我们应该更好地联合起来。
We need to learn from one another.
我们需要互相学习。
And to be able to share what God has done in our lives.
就互相分享在我们的生活中上帝如何帮助我们。
The sixth action, and probably one of the most important for me, it's time to pray more.
第六件我记下来的事情，也许是最重要的一件我要做的事，就是我们更多的祈祷。
We know that prayer changes things.
我们知道祷告改变事情。
Prayer is our way to talk to God and to God to talk back to us.
祈祷祷告是我们和上帝交流的一种方式，我们和上帝说话，他也和我们说话。
I was evaluated in my new job by the elders, and that was the question they asked, what is your prayer life like?
他说我和老年人打交道的时候，他们常常会问我们，你的祈祷，你的祷告是怎么样的？
I had to admit that I pray for food when I eat.
他说我在吃饭的时候常常为我的就是食物祷告。
I pray for my family.
我为我的家庭祷告。
I pray for the church.
我为我们的教会祷告。
I pray for you.
我为你们这里在座的兄弟姊妹祷告。
But still, I must admit, I don't pray as much as I should.
但是我还是不得不承认，我并没有。 祷告的像我应该祷告的那么更多。
So an action for all of us might be that this year our desire is that we would be more spend more time praying as prayer warriors.
所以他说在新的一年里面希望大家更多的祷告，事事祷告。
I know that God does marvelous things when God's people come together and pray.
他说我知道我们上帝的子民聚集在一起祷告的时候会发生奇迹。Now
I'd like to move to the passage of scripture that we read, Psalm 139, and we're going to look at the six verses this morning just very briefly.
他说我们现在来看我们今天要讲的那诗篇139篇1到6节。
So if you just keep your Bible open and I will share some thoughts from Psalm 139.
他说请大家把圣经打开翻到诗篇139篇，他说我就逐节来讲，跟他讲解。I
love the Psalms. They're so very practical as they speak to us about things that affect our lives on a daily basis.
他说我很喜爱诗歌，因为它和我们的日常生活密切相关。This
is a Psalm that gives us a clear indication that God knows everything about us.
他说这一篇诗歌讲的就是上帝是全能鉴察的，他知道我们的一切。Some
54 years ago, I met my wife at college.
他说54年以前，我在大学遇上我现在的太太。Prior
to that meeting, I didn't know anything about Martha.
他说在遇见她之前，我不认识她，一点也不了解她。
But over the last 54 years, I've had opportunity to learn a lot of things about her.
但是随着我们共同生活了54年以后，我了解了她很多很多方面。50
of those years, she has been my wife.
她说她已经做我的太太做了这么多年了，半个世纪。And
if she was here this morning, I would say this in her presence as well. I'm still learning things about her today, 54 years later.
他说如果他今天在这里的话，当着他的面，我还是会说，我还有更多的东西需要从他那里了解，就说明我对他了解还不够。Now
my question to you, how well do you know the people who are around you?
他说这个问题就和你们大家一样的，你对你身边的人，你了解多少呢？
Look to the person to the right or the left, look to the person who's in front of you, how well do you know them?
他说你看看你左边的人，看看你右边的人，看看你后面的人，你了解他们有多少呢？
As a matter of fact, how well do you know our brother this morning who is interpreting for us?
他说就拿你们今天这里给你翻译的这位弟兄来说你们了解他有多少呢
Let's see if we can discover some things about him. Where were you born?
他说他来问我一个问题他问我是哪里出生的 I was born in Shanghai, China.
Okay, now I'm not going to ask you how old you are. How many years ago were you born in Shanghai?
It's 60 years ago.
Okay. When did you come to the United States?
I came here in 1991.
And to California?
Yeah, to California. 他问我哪一年出生的，我告诉他我是60年以前出生的。然后他说你在哪里？我说我在上海出生。他问我哪一年到美国来？我说91年。I came to California in 1998. 我98年到加州的。
How many of you knew all those things about our brother? You see, there's a lot that we can learn about each other. But it's very interesting in our passage of Scripture that the Bible tells us that God knows everything about us.
他说，但是很惊奇的是，大家可以看这圣经，上帝知道我们所有的一切。
As a matter of fact, the Bible says that God knows so much about us that He even knows the numbers of hair that are in our head.
他说，圣经里甚至讲，上帝了解我们了解到这种程度，就是我们头上有几根头发，他都能数算。
Now that's very interesting because if He's keeping track of how many I lose, He's got a big time job on His hands.
他说，这其实对我来讲。上帝有一个很繁重的工作，很繁琐的工作，那就是我掉了多少根头发，他都知道。
But that's what the Bible says. That's how well God knows me.
但是他这就是上圣经说的，上帝是如何的了解我。
Bob Hope, who was one of the great comedians of the last century,
他说在过去的一个世纪里面，他了解我们更多。
He once commented that he had been reading and was astonished to discover.
I don't know him.
Oh. But God knows him. Okay, Bob Hope discovered some things about himself.
Okay, 他这个明星叫 Bob Hope, 他发现他自己的一些问题。
Now, if our brother didn't know who Bob Hope is, he was a funny comedian who told a lot of funny stories and made people laugh.
他说这个 Bob Hope 是一个喜剧明星，他很会说笑话，像我们中国人的小沈阳差不多人了。
This is a discovery that he made. Today, my heart beat over 103,000 times.
他说他发现一件事，他说有一天我的心跳了。
He said that his blood traveled 168 million miles.
他说他的血液循环了多少多少，反正很多 mile 很多。这个数字太多，我记不住了。
That he breathed 23,400 times.
他呼吸了有2,300,000次吧，23,000,000次。我对数字没有敏感。
That he took in 438 cubic feet of air.
他吸入了多少多少立方米的空气。
He ate 3 pounds of food.
他一天吃了8磅的食物。
He drank 2.9 pounds of liquid.
他反正喝了很多很多液体，很多水。
Am I making it tough on you?
Okay, very unclear about numbers.
He said that he perspired 1.43 pints.
他流汗流了很多很多磅的。
That he gave off 85.3 degrees of heat.
然后他这个散发出很多很多热量。
That it generated 450 tons of energy.
然后它发出了多少吨的热能量？
that he spoke 4,800 words.
他说了多少话,
that he moved 750 major muscles.
他这浑身肌肉动了那么750多次，我不知道多少次。
And he exercised 7 million brain cells.
然后他锻炼了他浑身的细胞，700万脑细胞。
And then he said,
然后他说,
No wonder I'm tired all the time.
难怪我会这么疲劳。
Now, if you check, you would find that you do those same things every day of your life.
他说如果你仔细计算的话，你和他一样每天有这么多的劳作。
We may laugh at that, but I simply say to you, wow, that is what God created, and that's what God has made in us.
他说如果可能你们会笑，但是这就是上帝创造我们，我们就是这样的。
My friend, you didn't just happen.
他说这并不是你们自己发生的。
The Bible tells us that in the beginning, God created us, and He created us in His image.
他说在那个创世纪里面，大家都知道，上帝按照他的形象创造了我们。
You didn't just happen by accident.
你们并不是偶然地来到这个世界上。
It was an intelligent design by a God who cares and who loves us.
他说这是由爱我们的、关心我们的上帝把我们创造出来的。
And if you forget everything else I say this morning, please remember this. God values you as a very significant person.
他说,即使你们忘记了今天我说的所有的一切,请你们记住一点,上帝爱我们,他把我们作为一个特殊的生物制造出来。You
are worth everything to him.
你对上帝来讲是他认为是最珍贵的。It
doesn't matter how smart you may be, it doesn't matter how rich you may be, he loves you simply as an individual.
不管你是有钱还是身体好还是怎么样，他作为一个就个人，他热爱你们。Now
that's exactly what our passage of scripture says. In the first verse it says, O Lord, you know everything about me.
今天这就是我们今天的经文要学到的，这个139篇第一节。 上面说，耶和华，你已经检查我，认识我。You
have searched me through and through.
他说你已经把我检查了。And
there is nothing hid from you.
你知道我的一切。You
know when I sit, and you know when I rise.
你知道我所行，你知道我坐卧，你都知道。
You know when I, you perceive my thoughts and you perceive my thoughts from a far away.
你从远处知道我的想，思想在想什么。
You discern my going out and my coming in.
你知道我的进出。
My lying down.
我躺下你也知道。
You are familiar with all of my ways.
我所有的一切你都很熟悉。
Before a word is even on my tongue,
我的话还没说出来你就知道了。
You know it completely.
你完全知道它。
O Lord, you hem me in.
哦，你按手在我身上。
You have laid your hands upon me.
在我前后环绕我。
Such knowledge is too wonderful to believe.
这样的知识奇妙是我所不能测的。
And too lofty for me to attain.
至高是我不能及的。
I simply say to you this morning, wow, that there is a God who knows us and cares that much about us.
我今天要跟大家说的就是说，我们都知道，上帝是了解我们到这种地步。
God knows me and He wants to be intimately a part of my life.
上帝了解我们，他很想成为我们生活的一部分。
Listen to me, brother and sister. Because He knows me and intimately wants to be a part of my life, then He can take care of me perfectly.
因为他了解我，他想变成我的生活的一部分，他才是我的主宰。
My mother has lived with us for the last 6 years.
我的妈妈和我生活了过去的六十年。
My mother is 92 years old.
她现在九十二岁。
And she feels that she has outlived her life.
她觉得已经活够本了。
And her deepest desire is that she would go home to be with the Lord.
她最大的愿望是回到天家。
This morning, when she got up and had breakfast and was just sitting there, I said to my mom, Mom, why are you so sad?
今天早晨她吃早饭的时候，我看她不开心，我就问她妈妈，你为什么不高兴？
And her response simply was, I don't understand why God doesn't take me home.
她妈妈说，我就是不理解为什么上帝不把我接到天家去。
And I said, Mom, that's exactly what I'm preaching about this morning.
她就说，妈妈，我今天早晨还在为这个事情祷告。
God knows everything about you.
上帝了解你的一切。
He knows why you're still here. He knows that you want to be home with him. And yet he has a plan for you. You have worth and value in his sight.
他说上帝知道你的心愿，上帝也知道你想去，但是现在他的计划是让你还待在人间，所以你不要着急。
And God intimately wants to take care of you.
上帝会完全照顾你的。
I don't know where you are today in your life. Are you part of God's family?
我不知道你们是不是已经成为上帝家庭的一部分了。我不知道你们在哪里。
Are you aware that God knows everything about you? That there are no secrets? There's nothing you can hide from Him?
我不知道你们是不是了解，上帝知道你们的一切，你们在上帝面前没有秘密。
Simply because He knows you.
仅仅我们讲，就是因为上帝完全了解你。
God knows you by name.
上帝知道你的名字。
And He knows everything about you.
你的一切他都知道。
We can't hide from God.
我们无法向上帝隐藏隐瞒。
And He has a wonderful plan for every one of us.
他有一个美好的计划，为我们每一个人都有一个计划。
The Bible says that he has come that we might have life and have it more abundantly.
圣经说上帝给我们更加丰富的生命。
My dear brothers and sisters, this morning the heart of the message from Psalm 139 is simply, God knows you.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们今天学习的圣经139篇诗歌，诗篇139篇一到六节，主要就是说上帝认识我们，他知道我们的一切。
And the question in return is, do you know him?
然后我回答的问要求你们大家思考的问题就是，你们了解上帝吗？
You can know him by simply acknowledging, Lord Jesus, I invite you to come into my life and to take complete control.
你们可以在自己心中祈祷说，上帝，请你走进我的生活，我把一切都交给你。
And his promise is that he will do just that.
上帝一定会就是怎么讲，他一定会答应你们这样的要求。
Let me close with this story.
我现在来讲我的结束语。
The lightning was flashing and the thunder was sounding loudly.
有闪电，有打雷。
The dark clouds looked angry all around.
黑暗的天空围绕着我们。
As the train raced through the Rocky Mountains, Colorado Rocky Mountains.
说有那个大山在 Rocky Mountain 这个洛基山那裂开的那个大山。
There was great tension and fear of the passengers that were on that train.
在那个火车开过洛基山脉的火车上面有很多。
As the wind was blowing and the train was rocking and yet it just sped along its way, as if nothing was wrong.
火车在这个暴风雨中开行，好像什么都没发生。
As the fear grew, the people became quieter traveling on the train.
在坐在火车上面的人变得安静下来。
And they sat there and they looked around at other people wondering what was going to happen and would they make it through safely to the other side.
他们想在到达目的地的时候是一路上会发生些什么。
A lady noticed that there was a little 12-year-old boy that was sitting all by himself.
有一个女士在她旁边，有个12岁的小孩子坐在旁边。
He seemed to be completely unaware that the train was rocking, the wind was blowing, the clouds were black, and it was an angry day outside. He was just enjoying every minute of the train ride.
这12岁的小孩一点都没有意识到外面的狂风骤雨，然后车厢在摇晃，外面很危险，他就很享受他在坐的火车。
But the woman became more concerned about this young man because there was no adult with him.
这个女士就很担心这个小男孩，因为没有成年人和这小男孩一起坐火车。
She got up from her seat and she walked over to him and said, "Son, aren't you afraid?"
然后她就走向了小男孩说，孩子，你是不是害怕？
And the little boy looked up at her and said, "No, I'm not afraid because my dad is driving the train."
小孩就跟他说，我不害怕，因为我的爸爸在开着火车。
You see, my friend, he knew the driver of the train.
你看，这小孩知道这谁是驾驶员，驾驶的火车。
And no matter what surrounds us in the world that we're in today, there's someone who knows me, and I know that person, and that's the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ.
就像我们今天生活在各种困苦当中，经济困难，但是我们知道。
The Bible says, "O Lord, you know everything about me."
圣经说，上帝，你知道我们的一切。
And He wants to have that personal relationship with you.
上帝也愿意和我们建立这样的个人关系。
That will give you confidence that no matter what comes your way, God will always be there.
这就是给你们带来一种信心。 不管怎么样，世界上发生了什么，上帝永远和我们在一起。
Rejoice today. He is your King, and He knows you if you're part of His family.
请大家喜乐起来，我们都是一个家庭，上帝是我们的主宰，我们会喜乐。
Amen.
Amen.